This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
November 5th at 6:30 p.m., the Bolivarian Circle invites you to a stimulating discussion about the social and political changes currently sweeping through Latin America. Learn how progressive governments backed by powerful social movements are gaining momentum and joining forces to shift power into the hands of their people. Featured speakers include the UN ambassadors from Bolivia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The Cuba ambassador has also been invited. That's Friday, September 5th, 6:30 p.m. at the Great Hall of Cooper Union, 7th Street and 4th Avenue in Manhattan. This event is free and open to the public. For more information, call 212-942-5758. Once again, 212-942-5758.
This is the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels, host of Night Talk, inviting you to attend an extraordinary forum sponsored by the Institute of the Black World 21st Century. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Hip-hop pioneers speak, featuring Grandmaster Melly Mel, DJ Cool Clyde, and L.A. Sunshine, with responses by New Generation Culture Workers NY Oil and Sister Erica Ford. Saturday, September 6th, 2 o'clock p.m. at the House of the Lord Church, 415 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. Don't miss this powerful discussion of the roots of hip-hop and the future of the Black freedom struggle. Saturday, September 6th, 2 o'clock p.m. at the House of the Lord Church, 415 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. For further information, call 718-429-1415. That's 718-429-1415 or visit the website www.ibw21.org.
Excuse me, Constable! Caught the West End murderer yet?
We'll catch him, don't you worry, sir.
That's the spirit.
All aboard for the Highlands!
Hi, this is Charles Edwards. I play Richard Hannay in The 39 Steps at the Court Theatre.
Hi, this is Jennifer Farron. I play three different characters in The 39 Steps.
I'm Cliff Saunders. I play Man 1.
And I'm Arnie Burton, and I play Man 2.
And you're tuned to
WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
99.5 FM, streaming on the web at WBAI.org.
Read all about it! Read all about it!
That transmission, I want to go to bed. I suggest that you reach deep down inside yourself there and try and find something that'll keep you awake just a little while longer, because this transmission coming up may just rekindle your will to live.
Hi, this is Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia. Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
This is Bob Central, Channel 11 for Executive Order AC3423.
Listen to this, boys.
And you don't think it's time somebody had a dream again, huh? You don't think that it's time that somebody cared enough to have a dream?
I'm going to count to 10 as you're falling asleep. And when I'm finished, you'll be deeply, deeply asleep. 1, falling asleep. 2, falling asleep. 3, falling asleep. 4, falling asleep. 5, falling asleep.
Now, where are my people? 2. Feels like times have changed.
I'm talking about it, and I have no idea.
I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, talking about this. I saw something, they saw something. There was a lot of light. That's all. Here I am, I'm naked. I'm naked. I'm talking to you like you were real. Sort of hell.
Fascinating.
I've peddled this damn thing halfway around the world.
I'm getting pretty sick of you.
Yes, but you love me.
Night shift again. I'll be damn late. Night shift again. 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 Night shift again.
I'll be damn late.
Consuelo, they're not human. Consuelo, they're not human. Consuelo, they're not human. Now. Where are my people? The 70 billion people of Earth, where are they hiding?
How long has it been since you've slept?
I don't know. Fine. I never seem to get tired. But I know I haven't slept since this thing began.
It's an invisible barrier. Keeps anyone from getting out. It's designed to keep me inside, but it keeps everyone else in too. I'm sorry.
The 70 billion people of Earth, where are they hiding?
I think there's no place to hide.
No idea.
no idea why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, talking about this. I saw something, they saw something. There was a lot of light. That's all I remember.
I'm naked. I'm talking to you like you were real.
Fascinating.
Now, where are my people? Since this thing began. It's an invisible barrier. It keeps anyone from getting out. It's designed to keep me inside, but it keeps everyone else in too. I'm sorry. The 70 billion people of Earth, where are they hiding?
I think there's no place to hide.
I've got to get you out of here. Clear of me.
I think there's no place to hide.
You tuned to Listener Sponsored Radio. Tell me. WBAI. The name of the show.
Nothing that we are more focused upon
simultaneously.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
That, sir, is illogical.
How does it feel?
It feels like times have changed.
Hi, this is Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia. Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia. This is Tom Central. Channel open for executive order AUC-3423. Station broadcasting. There is a radio station broadcasting. Radio frequency. There are many radios. And the music or the voice is equally received by all of them. That is the way we are focused upon you. But we do not worry, we are not bound by thought. Because when we are not with you, we love you, but we don't think of you.
for professional use only.
Soon be over, soon be over. All over the world, yeah.
Very simple, and this may be very difficult to understand if you try to understand it in your mind, in your thoughts.
Love you, but we don't think of you.
He shall be called.
There is a radio station broadcasting.
That's where you speak.
There is a radio station broadcasting.
He shall be called.
There is a radio station broadcasting.
The murderer of his sister.
There is a radio station broadcasting. There is a radio station broadcasting. There is a radio station broadcasting.
Within one breath,
there is a radio station broadcasting. Radio frequency. There are many radios. And the music or the voice is equally received by all of them. That is the way we are focused upon you. But we do not worry. We are not bound by thought. Because when we are not with you, we love you, but we don't think of you.
Oh.
Dwell where the dogs dwell, as a dog.
2 weeks from yesterday, just to find out
what was yesterday.
Yesterday would have been
2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks from yesterday,
that
right?
Throws me off completely.
Well, by the time this thing airs, it'll be 2 weeks from yesterday, right?
Well, what's 2 weeks from yesterday? What is
Thursday.
Yesterday? Thursday. 2 weeks from yesterday. Yesterday, yeah. What? Where are we?
I don't know. But 2 weeks from yesterday, it should be. It should be when the thing is airing, right?
2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah.
But that's an obscure time reference. I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Is it?
Now, when did you see The Trouble with Angels?
It was just on the other day. Yeah.
Who's in that?
I was laughing about it because Jerry had done the music for it.
Oh, right. That's right. I think you mentioned
that. Yeah, I mentioned that too. Who was in it? All kinds of people. Haley Mills.
Haley Mills is in it?
But this is appropriate music for me to play this. And so you can check this out. You'll like this.
I was looking through your catalog, mm-hmm. and there's a couple of things that don't exactly have the price.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted to get an idea
sure.
of where the vicinity was.
Sure.
There's an item in here called the Panther. It's offered in an exceptional bracelet.
Which page?
Page 7.
Page 7, which letter?
Number H.
Okay, that's the Panther head bracelet. It's $150,000.
150.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's special about this? I'm not exactly getting the whole vibe from the picture.
Okay, hold on. Well, I can give you all of the. It's all in platinum, number one.
Uh-huh.
And it's 82 grams of platinum. There's 2 to 4 grams of white gold. There's 900 diamonds. Totaling 17.50 total carat weight. There's 135 sapphires, totaling 8.0 total carat weight. There are 2 emeralds for eyes.
You know, Chris, you still have a lot of time on your hands to do things like this. You realize that? I just thought I'd play that.
Oh, that was just great. I didn't realize how funny that is.
It's a classic.
Oh, my God.
If only Danny were listening.
Does he listen anymore?
I don't know. I think he listens back remotely on the website. For those who missed the show, I mean, if you're listening now, obviously you haven't missed the show. But just so you know, if you missed the show, you can always go onto lifeislikesciencefiction.com. And all the shows, every show is archived. You can go back as far as a year and a half ago and catch shows you've missed and, you know, post your comments and whatnot.
But you're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5. Wow, 99.5 FM. Yeah, I'm okay. 99.5 FM, and
did you forget where you were?
No, I did for a second. What's happening? All right, anyway, you're tuned to Listen Sponsored Radio, and this is our last show before the marathon. I'm not sure if Tony Short's coming in. It's 12:30, so there's a chance we may go on for another 90 minutes past this. Past the next 90 minutes. I see people are calling, and I haven't even given out the phone number or the theme of the show or what we're going to be talking about. Hello, you're in the air. Hello?
Mike Sargent. Yeah. Bungalow or bunker?
You like that. You know, I asked that. It's so funny. After I did the show, I interviewed... Who did I interview the next day? I interviewed somebody, and I asked them, and I said, so, bungalow or bunker? And it pretty much says something about anybody you ask.
Yeah, well, but Mike, did you ask the question last time? I don't think you did.
Yes,
did you?
I did ask the question, clown face.
Did
I answer the question?
Yes.
No, I probably didn't answer.
That's what I'm saying, Mike. That's the joke. Mike Sargent never addressed himself. Never put himself on the hot seat.
Is Jeff still talking?
Chris Taylor. Taylor. Chris.
Somehow we lost Chris. I don't know how we did that. Hello, you're on the air.
Michael.
Yes.
I'm going to have to ask Chris on your show.
Well, Chris is not here, so you have to wait.
When
hello.
He gets back. But
he can't hear. Jeff, don't ask your question if he's not here. Okay. Hello, you're in the air. Yes, hello.
Hi. I was just thinking about Obama's title song by Stevie Wonder. And that made me...
What do you mean his title song?
You know, what they play when the candidates come out, the title song of their candidacy.
What do they play?
Well, the title song, like Stevie Wonder was...
What do they play? What's the name of the song?
Well, I'm not sure of the song, but I was just thinking of other songs that might, you know...
Yeah, but sir, you know, I got to tell you, it's lost on me because I don't know what song they play when he comes out. Sorry about that. Hello, you're on the air.
I watched the convention, Sergeant.
Who is this?
Hello, this is George.
Tell him, George. God.
That music in the background a minute or two ago is very familiar. What is it?
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
We love you.
Yeah. Huh?
Let's see who can guess what this is. As a matter of fact, I'll go back because it's such a good piece of music.
Schiffer.
No. You don't even have to guess the piece of music. Just guess the composer.
Rachmaninoff.
No, Jeffrey, stop guessing randomly. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is.
Yeah, I think that's him. Hello, you're on the air. Chris?
Yes.
Yes. Chris, you're listening somewhere. How are you listening?
I'm not listening anywhere. Why?
Oh, I guess it must be George.
What?
Well, Chris, Jeff and George are here. And sure. Jeff was bringing up what we had last week. Last week's question was bungalow or bunker. And the question is basically whether or not... were you here for that show, Chris?
Yes.
Okay, you're there. So for those who weren't here,
you forgot if Chris was there for your show, Michael.
Jeffrey, you're hovering, and my finger's hovering. The question for those who are listening, hear that show, is that whether if you were going to be given, you know, the state of way things are, if you're going to be given either a bungalow or a bunker that you could live in, you know, for the next 20 years, 25 years, or the rest of your life, would you pick the bungalow or would you pick the bunker?
Well, Michael, I just want to say about that.
Jeffrey, what would you first? You get to answer the question.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say the bungalow.
You say bungalow. Okay. No, here's don't why. Say it on principle. Is that realistic? Well, you
Michael,
really say bungalow?
I'm going to make a point. It's a loaded question.
Jeffrey,
I have a point to make, Michael.
I don't want to hear your point. I want you to answer the question.
I did answer it, and I said bungalow on principle.
No, I don't want to hear bungalow on principle.
Why are you censoring me?
I'm censoring you,
Mike.
Jeffrey.
Michael?
I'm censoring you. I had to censor him. I'm sorry.
I would pick the bunker.
You would pick bunker, Jeff?
Yep.
Joe?
Sure.
George?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, George.
Yes.
Why?
Protection? Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So if there's a Holocaust, you want to survive and be able to walk among the ruins?
Well, yeah, like I'm pretty much like Will Smith did, you know, with a dog, absolutely.
Gotcha.
And, you know, be a hero flick.
I understand. Well, there it is. Hello, you're on the air. All right, let me give out the phone number here for those who are interested in calling, even though I haven't given out the theme. Bungalow Bunker is just kind of a general question that we ask to get
great
a
question.
Sense of people and when they call. And, you know, and it's something you can ask anybody that you meet, Bungalow or Bunker. But, exactly, I just think it's pretty good. You know, there's some weird thing on YouTube, Chris? Now that I have the iPhone, I've started to, you start playing. The bad thing about the iPhone is that, you know, once you get it, you start playing with all these features that you really don't need, you know, but they're on there, so you're playing with them, you know, running up your bill, you know. And, you know, one of the things that comes built in with is, and this says so much about today and what features you need to have on a phone, quote unquote, is it comes built in with YouTube. Did you know that? And you just press YouTube and it tells you what the top things are. And so there's some woman, you know, one of the most viewed, you know, they have a setting, most viewed, and it's always something ridiculous. But most viewed, some woman gives out advice for men. And one of the advices she gave was good pickup lines. And here was a good pickup, And we can ask Elena if this line will work on her. And the guy comes up to you, Elena, and he says, hey, are you self-confident enough that you could appreciate a genuine compliment?
I would say no.
You'd say no?
I would.
Of course you'd say no. Of course you'd say no,
Elena.
You're the type of girl that would say no. But most pretty girls would say yes. And then his answer is supposed to be, great, so do I. You first.
Me first.
That's it.
So, hello, you're on the air. Okay.
Is Elena not pretty?
She is. She just has no confidence. Hello, you're in the air.
Michael, I just wanted to say.
Jeffrey, I don't want to hear your principle. I want an honest answer from you. I don't want your commentary on the world. No, you didn't. You gave me an...
I said bungalow because I'm not going to go down the paranoid alley, okay? That's
okay.
Why, Mike.
Okay.
That's principle.
I want to hear
Jeffrey,
a pickup line.
I don't
that
need
makes
to hear principle.
So
if somebody says, give me an answer to a yes, no question. I don't want to hear principle.
They're all acting on principle. Mike, when someone answers the question, they're acting on principle. I'm saying I'm doing it consciously because the paranoia
Jeffrey,
of 35
Jeffrey,
years.
Can what? I ask you a question? That's what? It's so like... Like you have to qualify what everybody
I'm not
else said.
Qualifying.
You are
no.
qualified.
Everyone
Let me tell you
wants.
Why.
Mike,
Jeffrey, I'm
going
to cut you off. I have to cut him
Lord.
Off because he won't let me get a word in. The point I'm making is that, of course, I will ask you why, but Jeffrey's the kind of guy that will give it to you up front before you even ask him. He's going to tell you, yeah, here's why. So, I had to cut
I understand.
Off. I'm sorry. I had to.
I support you, Mike.
Do you support me?
Yes,
thank,
I do.
Thank you, Elena.
What do
Elena,
I?
Elena, yeah. Were you here, bungalow or bunker?
Why must you torture us with your banality? Come up with an interesting question, please.
All right, you want the interesting question? I do have a theme for the show.
All right, let's go.
I do have a theme for the show. Are you ready for the theme?
I'm now? Totally ready.
What do you like least about yourself?
Oh.
That's the question. And that always leads to the second question. So what's the question, Elena? What do you like least about yourself? I was going to ask what do you like best, but I thought that you know, people
that's no fun.
People don't really tell the truth. So what do you like least about yourself? What's the thing you've been wrestling with the longest? I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be a thing. It could be a recent.
No,
all right. Recent.
I can fill in the blanks.
Okay, fill in the blank there, babe.
Selfishness.
You're selfish?
Oh, yeah.
In what way?
All I do is think about myself all the time. I'm not good to my family, I'm not good to my friends, and I feel that's a problem.
When you say all you do is think
just
about
the fact
yourself,
that I'm late today. And I told you I'd be here at midnight, and I wasn't.
No, that Elena, that sounds like you trying to get out, avoid being blamed. But
Well, that too.
Yes, it's like the
See,
old...
See, but isn't that selfishness?
Fall down the stairs being called to get your beating, which is what I used to do.
No, I never make excuses.
Well, you just did.
Hello.
You just
said
hello.
Spend
our time at the mirror.
Hello.
What, looking at yourself?
Stop. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's a great question. What don't you like about yourself?
Yes, what do you like
so
least
what
about yourself?
What I like, what I don't like about myself, but I do like it at other times, is that I'm old enough to have to judge people, you know, especially younger people, and maybe unfairly because the standards that I had to get my hangout card with were higher than these kids who do it today.
I understand.
And it's kind of difficult sometimes. For example, like, and I just want to give you one, for instance, I'm reading a film critic about Everyone Wants to Be Italian, for example. That's a new movie out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I said, well, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. But the point is that I would automatically go to the weaknesses of being Italian or black or whatever. And that's that 50s, 60s mentality where you just can't, like the kids today, I find, they accept everything. At least that's the way it appears to me. Whereas I grew up with a lot more critical analysis.
Well, do you think it's critical or that you grew up with more prejudices?
More prejudice. Great.
Okay.
That's even better. And I can't get away from it. And that doesn't mean me a bigot or a racist, but... You know, like, for example, when I grew up, people were identified specifically from where they came from,
okay.
Whether it be racial or ethnic.
And where did you grow up, sir? I got to ask.
In New York City.
Where?
In East Harlem.
You grew up in East Harlem,
and,
okay.
And it's funny because, like, my mother would say, oh, that's a so-and-so type of, you know, like, okay, I'll give you an example. They'll say, like, today everyone says Jewish. They'll say that's a Russian Jew. That's this, you know, or that's a Caribbean black. Or,
well,
you know,
I would dare say, sir, that it's not so much.
Doesn't that make
weird...
you more aware?
No, no, it doesn't.
But it makes you more paranoid.
Well, it depends on whether or not that's something you embrace. Like you say, oh, look, somebody from a different culture. Let me talk to them. Or whether it's something you say, look, there's one of those whatevers, and you know, they're going to be moving into the neighborhood. But I dare say, what I think you're touching on, I think is significant, is that I think, you know, you said something key, your mother. Your mother is really the one who taught you to be like this.
But
you
she
know.
Wasn't a bad person.
That doesn't, and I'm not denigrating your mother
way. No, you have the right to. But I'm just saying that this was the common, as a matter of fact, back then it was the South and the North. My mother would say, oh, those Northerners are idiots.
Well, no, I get it. The point I'm making is that parents pass down, unfortunately, parents pass down the good with the bad. You know, I'm not saying that your mother was not without all kinds of merit, but if she had particular views and values, you know, and this goes across the board, and it's not just your mother in East Harlem. This is all over the country, unfortunately. Which
I have a question for you. What
don't
you like about yourself?
Can I finish my point?
I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Well, you're not going to hang up. I just want to finish my point.
Okay, guys.
Point I'm making is that it's the learned behavior. What I would think is you'd have to do is, you know, go beyond your mom's experience, your life experience.
It's hard,
but, you know...
Because we become our parents as we get older.
That's true, but hopefully we modify that. And hopefully we can, you know, see past that. I mean...
You evolve from that.
There it is. Evolve is
now,
a good word.
Now, what is the definition of evolve?
Well, my definition of evolve is to...
Taking the idea
to grow and
go.
And adapt. To grow and adapt. That's grow and adapt. Grow and adapt. That's evolving.
But then you'll end up with the product that I criticize most is the young people today who don't even have a sense
of
difference.
But you see now... From your perspective, you know whether you want to call it homogenization or a lowering of values, it's if there's less judgment and more acceptance, why is that a bad thing?
Well,
why
look at
is
the
that
country today? That'll give you an example.
Yeah, but the country today is not in the condition it's in because people are more accepting
and
of
more
others.
Observant.
May I say one thing? Listen, please try to bear me out on this.
Sure.
The fact is that. Today, in the past, there was this sense of chauvinism, nationalism, that despite all the flaws, we knew that this country was protected by our own. Today, with this liberal attitude that everyone is the same, we're in big trouble, buddy.
Well, you see, I don't connect those dots. I don't think that the problem with the country is that we are too accepting of others. You know, I mean, if I could extract... something that made sense to me out of what you're saying, you know, perhaps certain values are lax, i.e., you know, what was rated R, you know, might be PG today. You know what I'm saying? In terms of we've become desensitized to certain things. But I really don't think that a lot of our problems come, as a matter of fact, I think more of our problems come from not being able to let go of past values that really have no place in the world as it is today. I would say that that's more of a problem than, you know, kids today, quote unquote, not being as discerning.
And what value is that? That,
well, take for example, at one time when a young girl, like abortion, when abortion came out, people could be...
When abortion came out.
Well, when it was accepted, and it was a lot of...
Well, I don't think that has been ever been accepted. I think it's only been accepted
Let me make my point.
Yeah, but you got to qualify what you're saying.
Well,
you know, you can't say...
There was a pro and a con. There was a pro-life.
There's still a pro-con. What are you talking about?
No,
look
no,
at the election. The vice president elect of McCain is... McCain plans to overturn Roe and Wade.
May I make a point? At one time, there was the first trimester, the second trimester, and now the liberals want to go all the way to the week before the baby's born.
The liberals.
We don't, well, that's who basically...
The liberals.
They don't have much value for life.
Now, let me ask you a question. How is it that you can be listening to this station?
Well, because education comes in many forms, even by accident.
Even
by
accident, listening to you. I love it.
Good
even
night.
By accident. Thank you, sir.
Education is an accident.
I love it. That was good. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
I can tell what he likes least about himself, you know what I'm saying?
You think?
Yes. This song has meaning for those who have been listening to Late Night Shift for a long time. Do you remember this song? Chris? Where are you? Why can't we hear you?
I can't hear him.
Can you hear me now?
You're very low.
Very low.
Are you on that cheap tone? Is this the DK-1000 Distortion King? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Have you heard of this movement known as the Smart Drugs Movement?
The smart drug movement. No.
Oh, okay. It's various drugs and nutrients that improve cognition. And within that, there's...
When you say movement, sir, is this quote-unquote movement something you're part of?
Recently.
Yeah, you've joined the movement, I understand. And what do they sell?
Substances that are...
What's the main product that you're selling?
I'm not selling a damn thing.
Well, what's the main product that they're promoting?
One in particular is the Gabapentin, which has actually been shown to increase lifespan as well as improve your cognition.
And what is this group of smart people drug movement called? Hmm. Do they have a website?
There's a number of them. Just type in, you know, several keywords like smart drugs. You'll find all sorts of
reference. And has it worked for you?
I've tried one that I didn't have to order over from overseas.
Yeah, but has it worked for you, sir?
I've tried it within the last month, and it's one of them that they're not mentioning that I tried.
And so how does it work for you?
I found aspirin. One aspirin every 6 hours, and a regular strength aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
And it improves your cognition?
Actually, it does.
Well, that's because it thins your blood, and then the blood gets to your brain faster.
No, it's not working through that mechanism. But yes, but I saw a reference chronic aspirin administration with
aspirin administration with adult rats. Okay, a question for you, sir.
Yeah.
What do you like least about yourself?
Not calling WBAI.
You don't like when you don't call.
Yeah.
I understand. And do you have anything more real or deep you can give us?
That's about as
deep as you can get tonight. I understand.
On that note, yeah.
I understand. And what's your name, sir?
Ron.
Ron.
Hi, Ron.
How long you been? Have you ever heard the show before, Ron?
I've heard it going back maybe. If you've in fact been on 20 years, I guess maybe I've heard it 20 years ago.
I understand.
Were you on that long?
No, but okay. You could have heard us before we were on. Many people called and said they've heard us before we were on. So.
Okay.
So we'll just pretend like you did.
19 years.
Now I do want to try an experiment this evening, and I want to mention.
And
this.
Also, by the way, beyond just cognition, aspirin's also going to be able to prevent many cancers.
I understand. And also...
This is what they're not talking about with aspirin. You know,
of course, they are not talking about it. Of course
they're trying to...
All right. Chris?
Yes?
One of the things that has been said to me about this show, and I'll just say here, is that, you know, some people say that we have too much humor that's below the belt. So in an effort to clean up some of that humor, I'm going to try the experiment.
So basically, Chris, clean up.
The experiment is that, you know, whenever certain things happen here on the air, certain kinds of behavior ignite certain things in individuals that feel compelled to call and say certain things. So there's the listeners. There's the listener component besides what, you know, various co-hosts may get into here. But I have found that whenever we talk about genitalia, whether it's in a story or any kind of reference. Now, I'm going to try and do it without any vulgar references from any of the co-hosts here, but we do have several stories about penises. and I'm hoping that we can discuss the penis without it turning into a, you know, cavalcade of, you know, sophomoric stupidity.
So maybe that's
and one story specifically here for you.
Mike's not going to let me talk.
Mike.
I am going to let you talk.
Mike.
What?
I was on the Howard Stern show about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
There was a $500 prize for, do you know George Takei from Star Trek?
George, you really have to make your points a lot quicker.
Okay. And he was holding, Howard was holding a prettiest penis contest.
All right, George, is there a real relevance to this? Except
well, it has to do with penises.
Yeah, so. But, you know, I come on. The Howard Stern Show and George Takei holding a beautiful penis, come on. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yes, Mike, how you doing?
Yes.
What do you think about these two new movies that have just come out? One's out, and the other one's coming out. One's with Samuel L. Jackson, Lakeside View, and the other one is Traitor with John Cheadle.
Well, I haven't seen Lakeside View. I see that this week. So
well, I'm looking at the subtext of all of that.
All right,
the fact that these two movies are dealing with, first of all, one character has been entrenched in the government, the CIA, and the fact. You know, the thing is that I think a lot of people look at movies, and maybe you included, as just movies and not as political vehicles and ideas and subconscious controllers.
That's impossible. The first movies were political, and movies have always been used for you know, political ideals, commercial ideals, and everything.
Yeah, okay.
So I doubt there may be some people that may be ignorant of that, but not very many.
Okay, I think you're leaping to say not very many because I think.
Well, it depends on the kind of movie. I mean, there are certain movies that are and certain movies that aren't.
Yeah, well.
So, what's your point, sir? What's your point? I'm sorry.
There's no point. You're very curt and I'm trying to say that I think that what's going on is that at this particular time, with movies like that coming out and showing, especially a character. Actor like Samuel L. Jackson, who could play a very sinister character, And the fact that he's coming out and playing that type of character who is empowered, a police officer, just like the Denzel Washington character, and they're showing these people at this particular time, and the fact that there's so much overlapping or melding of media influence as well as movie influence, it's all in one. It's no longer movie. We are living a sort of matrix, and you can't separate one from the other. I just want to hear your comments on that. My wife is bugging me, so I'm going to hang up. Okay. Bye.
Wife, why you got to hang up? All right. Well, it's not really a question, I will say that I don't really know the point you were trying to make. Sure, there's political agendas. I think, you know, there are racist agendas in movies, and I think the way black males have been portrayed, I mean, that's been discussed not only on this show and not only on this station, but in many, many. There's a lot been written about it, so I think that for those who are aware, I think that certain things are very obvious. I don't know about the timing. I don't feel that there's anything any more coming out now than there have been.
As an individual has been evolving. I mean, movies have been like that for a little while, and sometimes it takes a while
I think movies have always been like that, and perhaps they're just beginning to take, you know, perhaps he's just beginning to notice. But I haven't seen Lakeview Terrace.
I think that's what I just said.
Okay, maybe it is. I haven't seen Lakeview Terrace. And so I can't really comment on it. I have seen Traitor's very good, very good movie. And I think it's actually a movie that's testament to Don Cheadle's
talent.
Not just his talent, but his likability in terms of creating a character that you very much, for the first half of the movie, you know, it's very difficult to like him, but you do because Don Cheadle's so likable. And because, you know, to make any movie where the character who does things that you find, you know, unpleasant or you know, discordant or just, you know, unlikable, to maintain interest in that character says a lot about the ability of the actor. So he's just a compelling performer. So I can't give out the review till closer to the movie. Probably we'll review it on Wednesday, actually, because I did an interview with the director and the composer of Traitor, and I even have some of the score here with me this evening.
Score.
So that's my opinion on what he was saying. Though I didn't get to ask him whether it's a bungalow or a bunker. Chris?
Ask him again, yes.
Hello, you're on the air?
I'm ready.
Good morning, Mike and Elena.
Yes, good morning. Yes. And what about Chris? You didn't say good morning to Chris.
Oh, good morning, Chris.
Hey, man, what's going on?
I want you to go home sad. Mike, what would it take to get you on that review show opposite Mr. Roper?
I don't know. You should write in letters. I'd love to get on that show opposite Mr. Roper, which always makes me think of Enter the Dragon.
Or Three's Company.
I don't know what it would take.
I think Mike has to do more of Rachel Ray. I think he gets a couple more.
A couple more Rachel.
By the way, I say bunkalo.
Bunkalo.
Bunkalo,
I
yeah.
Bunkalo.
It's about compression. Bunkalo.
I understand.
I have to go. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, there he is.
Why does everybody have to go?
Get off the phone!
Well, I have to say, and we're talking about the penis stories, I found this story, Chris, and I tried to email it to you, but it wouldn't go through. And
No pun intended.
The title of the story is The Temporarily Flying Penis of Riga. So I actually had a flying penis story for you, Chris, that I was going to have.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. But I could not bring it, I could not get it to go through to you. But I do have some, the monogamy gene has been found, just so you know. That's the latest from newscientist.com. And a couple other stories that I found very interesting that they said the sea level rises could far exceed the IPCC estimates. So I have some more cheery news for you about that.
What was the flying penis thing?
Oh, the flying penis. Well, we'll get to the flying penis. You have to stay tuned. Stay tuned to find out about what the flying penis is. And amazingly enough, they have a photo of the flying penis. Elena, you see it?
Hmm?
See, there's a man riding on the flying penis there?
Wow.
I know.
I like it.
Only in, what country is this? Anyway, Elena, you had some stories as well, which some of them are very disturbing, I have to say. There's some disturbing stories about men and their genitalia. Now, one of them, I have to say, brings back, way back in the Byron days, we covered a story that there are groups of men, there are organizations, men, like clubs of men who are trying to, quote-unquote, reclaim their foreskin.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Okay. Mm, and what they do is they get together and they attach weights to the skin around their penis and let it and wear it for a period throughout each day to keep pulling the skin to reclaim that foreskin. That, you know, I'm speechless. I can't even speak on that. Okay, but people, but men are, there are men out there doing it. So some of these other stories that Elena has.
Actually, that should be a question for the show.
No, it should.
You know,
what
I couldn't
do a whole show with that. What?
There was there was a medical report that they said that, bizarre, but I don't know if it's true, 50% of men are circumcised. 50% are less likely to get HIV. I don't know whether that's propaganda, but that's the
50%
latest thing. I just heard that.
Really? Well, why don't you get that story? Why don't you get the story and give us the fact?
Why don't I give you the fact? Because
right.
I heard it in you know, on...
Well,
you
then
know,
why don't you Google
public,
it?
I heard on National Public
Well,
Radio.
I'm sure they got it from some source. Why don't you
find out, Chris?
And find out and give us a qualified story here, babe.
Okay, babe.
Give us a qualified story here, babe.
Get off the cruddy phone and get us some real facts.
Oh, that's right. He's not. You have no computer in front of you, do you?
No, I'm not on the show. You know where I am. I told you.
That's right.
He's in search of his foreskin.
He's out treasure hunting on land at one of these antique shows, and he's telling me he's in the facility. Where are you? Like in the hall?
No. I'm out in the field.
He's out in the field.
There's 200 tents, and there's all these people set up, and it's called Brimfield. And at around 5 a.m., everybody starts buzzing and getting up and going into all the tents with flashlights to find, you know, whatever.
Flashlights. It's sort of like an expedition, you know. You see James Cameron, you know, piloting one of these things.
Oh, it's intense, man. These people are like... You got anything, Pez? You got anything, G.I. Joe? You got anything?
So do they appreciate you talking this loudly before they get up at 5 a.m.?
No.
You know, I'm walking around. I'm out in the field.
You're out in the field walking around in the field.
Just bothering everyone.
Chris.
Set up and they do shows and I come visit.
So Chris is out in the field. This is Chris reporting from out in the field at the antique show. He's looking in one of the tents. Do you have a flashlight?
I do.
You do? Like, is it
I
a
actually
big...
have two flashlights.
So what are you looking for?
Is it an early paper?
Hey, listen, do you ever come across these mirrors from the late 60s, early 70s, like Marvel Comics mirrors?
I've actually never seen Marvel Comics.
Okay, if you ever find
not
those.
Yet anyway.
If you ever find them, that's something Harlan Ellison is looking for.
Oh, really?
Yes. So if you find
what would it be? Would they be round mirrors?
No, they're square mirrors. They're little square mirrors. It would have like Marvel characters from the 60s on them. Like Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Thor, that kind of thing.
And if we can get them for him,
he'd get some remuneration as well. Just
well, I will
put that out there.
I will amaze you with...
All right, should we try one penis story just to see if we can get people to... Hold on a second. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
One of the contestants in that contest had one of those devices you just spoke about to grow the foreskin.
There it is. It's a device. It's like... It's
yeah,
like
it's sort of
fishing
a...
Fishing weights.
What's that?
It's like fishing weights that you clamp on.
Yeah, and he said... There were six contestants. I was one of the contestants. I did not win. It's sort of a little conical-shaped... cap, which kind of clips on to the end of the penis, and he said that it grows an inch a year, and he's worn that thing for about 4 years, so he has grown,
4 inches of foreskin.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. So that's,
yeah, there it
know,
is.
That says, you know.
He described his penis, you know, when he revealed, you know, he revealed that he was wearing that, he said, "You are now going to see a penis that looks like a Renaissance painting."
Well, there it is. There it is. And then, I can guess the rest.
I wonder, you know, do they get these things from a doctor or?
Come on, what doctor's going to prescribe the penis skin strength?
I don't know.
Well, trust me, you know, Dr. Magoo.
Is it a secret?
of paper.
Is it a secret society?
It is a secret
Jim
society.
Jim Backus?
Yeah, Jim Backus. Yeah. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on the smart drug.
On the
it's
what?
Sort of the smart
the
drug.
The smart drug. Yeah, aspirin.
You're going to follow
baby,
up on the smart
baby,
drug.
It's a baby of the recreational drug.
I understand.
And But like I said before, a good place to start would be aspirin and then go from there.
All right. Thank you. Thank
all
you
right. We'll
thank
try.
You, thank you very much.
Mike, I could use all the help I can get.
What's the phone number here, Elena?
212-209-2900, and that's without aspirin.
212-209-2900. And so just that, getting back to you and your the question, what about you, Kristen? What do you like least about yourself?
That I'm not organized enough.
I understand that. That's an
honest
answer.
And it causes me great pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, organization is the key to any getting anything accomplished. If you're not organized, chaos takes a foot. And,
chaos ensues. Now, let me ask you, why do you feel you have difficulty getting organized? What's the root of that?
You know, just the organization is just like, I don't know why. It just seems that because organization is structure, and structure takes me back to school.
And you
rejected school was always so structured.
I understand.
So, you know, it just, and I'm anti, you know, I was anti-establishment. Structure to me, you know, it's like that 9-to-5 thing. So I think that I just automatically go to that mental place that I got to be.
So you have
well,
an
I have some suggestions for you.
You have an aversion for chaos.
No, he has a predilection towards chaos. Yes, hello.
What?
Yes. Elena, are you coming back from like the strip club? What are all those singles in your bag there? She's got like
a living.
Wad of singles.
Well, she
had 13 singles, and then I had to like pay with a credit card to get in the cab.
Were you? Did you make
hello?
Money?
You need to turn that music down there, babe. Like he calls up with, like, you know, the David Lynch woman singing in the background. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Like a woman singing in his radiator. Hello.
Yeah, hi. My dad used to work for your building, the old WBAI building, and me and my friend are just drinking in my van, and we're listening to you guys. We just decided to say hi.
And what's your name?
Can you give us a ride home?
My name is Emerson.
Emerson, now question. I have a question for you, Emerson. Two questions for you. First question, bungalow or bunker?
Bunker.
Bunker.
Bunker. I hear you. So you don't think Obama's going to win?
No. Not really.
See,
you know what? Obama has a good, he's a good pitch, but you know what? Can't really say much about that, you know?
I
the American see. People is going to do what they got to do, but the
he
government
has no
overall.
Experience.
He does have no experience, but regardless.
Is that the guy from the van?
But you feel the bunker is the way to go.
Yeah, I guess.
And why
so.
The bunker? Because you think, you know, better to be protected towards any stuff going down?
It's true, yeah. You always feel protected as an American, regardless of what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand. And what about your friend? Is he bungalow or bunker?
Bunker.
All right.
Yeah, I think he already
expressed
that.
Two bunker boys. Got the bunker boys. All right, now, here's the next question.
Can you give us a ride home?
Emerson.
Can you give
us
a ride home?
What do you like least about yourself?
What do I like least about myself? The fact that I don't... I heard earlier that somebody doesn't express themselves on WBAI, and I actually took that into deep consideration because I don't feel that my voice, as comedic as it sounds, is amplified through public radio.
What do you mean amplified through public radio? Meaning you don't feel that there's a station that speaks for you,
or
addresses the issues that you need, or...
Well, you know what? Everybody's trying to get out there and with their lives, and you know what? A lot of people don't actually do it. And you know what? I've been a comedian for 3 years. I've been doing stand-up comedy for about 3 years, you know, going to different places, trying to get my views out. And I really don't think it's amplified. You know what? It's just really disappointing that knowing that half the Americans out there don't understand what the hell is going on.
Are you a George Carlin fan?
A George Carlin fan?
Yes.
Yeah,
man. Okay. Well, he was definitely a comedian who had views that were significant enough to hear, even though he was being funny.
I stood there for a good few hours, disappointed out of my face, just understanding, like, I watch YouTube videos of people. He said, I've never watched somebody full speed taking a doo-doo. I don't want to curse on the radio. And, yeah, and somebody actually did it. Rob from CKY actually ran down the street, full speed, taking a crap.
Rob from CKY. I don't even want to know what that means or anything about it or any of the connections or how to link to it. But now, I have another question for you, Emerson. So you still haven't answered the question, though. What is it you like least about yourself? I understand how you took to heart what that other listener said, but what is it you like?
Yeah, what is your own view?
About myself, I'm really disappointed that I can't really get myself a nice female. I'm not very attractive or anything, and I'm going pretty deep with this, so...
Okay.
I really get myself a decent female, but, not bad looking. It's just the neighborhood I live in, and if I really could, I could move out, but you know what? Just that I don't apply myself as much.
So, in other words, what you like least is the fact that you're lonely, but you're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You know what? It comes with contentment, but there's really nothing you can do about it.
Well, I don't know that it's contentment. It may be there's a comfortability. It's better the evil you know than the evil you don't know.
This is true.
And what about your friend? What does he like least about himself?
The fact that I never got those foreskin weights.
I understand. He obviously has a lot of luck with women, obviously. Emerson, have you ever heard this show before?
Yeah.
Really?
Do it all the time, man. To work for one of your buildings. Yeah, I got a book for you, actually.
You got a book for me?
Yeah, he got a book signed by you when he used to... when was it?
You got a book signed by Mike? I can't even get him to sign a book.
2012
Space Odyssey or something like
that. That sounds like Mike.
Shut up. Wow, that's kind of wild. And so you've been listening for a long time.
Yeah, actually, me and my friend get drunk in my van around this time.
Get drunk and listen to Night Shift.
It is
the best show to get drunk and listening to. All right, you want to hear one of Elena's story? Elena has some penis story. And what's your friend's name, Emerson?
The Flying Penis? My first name is Emerson.
No. What is your friend's name?
Friend's name is Max. Maximilian.
Max.
Emerson and Max.
I like that. All right.
How old are you, man?
I'm 23.
And you've been listening to the show since you were a teenager?
Yeah.
Wow. So
quite a while, man. You guys are pretty entertaining, I'm not going to lie, but this is actually the first time I called.
Wow. So long time listener, first time caller. So you've been listening like 10 years?
Yeah, pretty. Well, not too much, 10 years. Maybe 6 years, maybe.
That's long enough time there, babe.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
And Emerson's going to...
So you've been listening since Danny was Pony Boy.
Yeah.
Wow. Outsiders.
Pony Boy.
I can't even imagine you guys remember...
we remember a lot more than we've got.
Stay gold.
That's right. Still some synapses that fire every now and then. Elena, should I take a couple calls before we have you read a penis story?
Sure, go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air. All right, so you could stay there, Emerson, if you want. We're going to see who else is out there. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, I think these people have been calling a long time. We never picked up. What's the phone number here, Elena?
212-209-2900.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, Mike. You forgot to ask me if it's bungalow or bunker.
Bungalow or bunker?
Yeah, I think it's both. And I think the reason
it's
why...
You can't pick both. No, Hello.
No, there's no explanation.
There is no explanation. It's like people can't answer the answer. Let me tell you why I can't answer your question. Hello, you're in the air.
Hi. Yeah, well, I was going to say bunker. But then I'm going to say, well, what's the difference?
All right, here's the difference, okay? Here's the difference, okay? Depending on your worldview, if I give you the bunker, it could be fortified, it could be underground, you could be under there with, you know, your rations and your dog and the shotgun. But if it's a bungalow, it's a bungalow. It's overlooking maybe the ocean or the reef or, you know, some beautiful, by the lake, a bungalow by the lake. It's just a beautiful, out in the open... thing.
In that case, a bungalow.
Bungalow. All right, well, there it is.
Everybody wants a bungalow.
Outside, yeah.
Not everybody
now,
wants a bungalow.
Now, the second question. I like least about myself.
What do you like least about yourself?
I don't respond quick.
I understand.
When someone says something, I don't respond quick. I let it digest, and then I say, well, why didn't I say this? Why didn't I say that? So I say, I don't respond quick enough.
You'd like to have quicker response time.
I let them go, and then, you know, later on I explode in the first time when they try it again.
I understand.
Yeah. What he doesn't like.
Well, you need to take some of those smart drugs there, babe.
All right.
Take some aspirin.
Take some aspirin. That's what he said.
Then your blood.
That's what the guy said. Have you try taking aspirin every 6 hours and see if you speed up, and call us next week and let us know.
Yeah,
or just get drunk and listen to the show.
Mm-hmm. Now, Buff, take Buffering.
Actually, thank you. Can you guys still hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can.
Sitting here and listening to the other guy talk, I actually understood what I don't like about myself.
Okay.
That I can't live as much longer as, you know, a lot of other people. I have certain kind of disease. I really don't want to discuss it, but, you know what, I actually appreciate life so much that that's one of the things I don't like about myself, that I'm not actually going to live as long as everybody else.
Hmm. Well, that's pretty heavy, and that's not something you have the power to change.
Yeah, I always thought
like, I can't really change it, but it's pretty epic, and you know what, I actually, that's one of the things I don't really like about myself. I don't like, I can't tell everybody in the world that you got to smile, laugh, and enjoy, man. Listen to WPA.
No, I hear you. I would do the same thing. Well, you should also write. Maybe, you know, your memoirs would be memorable.
Yeah, man.
And sell Max the rights to your life.
Yeah.
Or just email us.
And you're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI, 99.5 FM. The name of the show, the feeling you're having, is called
Night.
Mondays at midnight till 2 a.m. Chris? Is Chris still there, Chris?
Am I still here?
Chris?
Yeah.
I can barely hear you.
About now.
Yes,
you have both flashlights?
Are you still out in the marsh?
You know, I'm being a little more quiet because I don't want to wake everybody up.
Yeah, I thought you were being a little disturbing.
Well, why don't you go to the edge of the
campground?
Near campground there.
What do y'all eat?
Lobster bisque.
Antique food.
Yum.
You're in Mass, Massachusetts.
They make lobsters.
All right, let's try one of your stories, Elena.
Sure.
Wait, so many people are calling now. They know I'm taking calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Monroe,
what do you like least about yourself?
Well, I was about to tell you I want a bungalow because it's open to the sky, you know, to the trees, to the stars. You know, in other words, you're not down below the ground in a small unit, relatively speaking, although a bunker could be gigantic, you know what I mean.
Monroe, you want a bungalow or you want a bunker?
I said a bungalow, please.
Okay.
Now, the next thing, what I don't like about myself to an extent, although I do like it, is that I'm super critical of myself, as I am critical of others. So, hello?
Yeah,
I'm listening.
So, you know, I sometimes have to talk to myself and say, well, you know, take it easy on yourself. So, that's that. Now, as to penises, one, I want to mention that Shelton Waldron on
Monroe, we weren't asking people to call in and talk about penises.
Has had...
that's another show.
Has had doctors on who are against the removal of the foreskin, please, Elena.
Okay.
They're serious doctors, apparently, you know, from...
As opposed to those...
I think it's less healthy.
Non-serious doctors.
To remove.
No, well, you know, I hesitate to say that there's a certain element of humorosity to your program when you talk about, quote, flying penises. I mean, a rocket ship can be thought of as a quote, penis, you know, as shape-wise, you know, in a sense.
Somewhat.
So the point is that I am trying to discuss the penis in a serious fashion because, you're not taking into account women when you talk about penises, because men are the possessors.
Monroe, we have hardly even talked about penises. How are we not taking into account women?
The subject.
Yeah, well, Lena's right here. She's going to be reading
right
the stories,
here.
So she is being taken.
Man goes nuts on his penis.
All right, go ahead. Let's
A Malaysian
story.
Man's attempt.
Go ahead.
All right. A Malaysian man's attempt to lengthen his manhood in a predictable pain and embarrassment. As he got a nut stuck around his penis.
Ah.
According to reports, the man, a welder in the southern Malaysian state of Johor...
A welder? A nut as in nuts and bolts.
Right. Wanted to make his penis bigger before getting engaged next week.
Okay.
For some reason, this involved putting a nut on it to weigh it down and hence increase the length. Unfortunately for him, he then got an erection, which prevented him from removing the nut. Further, it seems the nut then prevented him from losing the erection.
My knees get weak when I hear that.
Leading to a vicious circle of nut on penisdom. According to the Star newspaper, the man then sought treatment in a local hospital. The hospital was forced to cut away the top layer of skin. And drain blood from the traumatized organ in order to remove the nut. The director of the hospital told the Star on Sunday the patient is now recovering and we hope to discharge him today. Bonus point.
Why they gotta use that phrase, discharge?
I don't know, but...
Wow.
Here's one.
Now. That's just a little... Chris?
Yep.
Is it me, or does that disturb you?
It's disturbing.
Okay.
Like, if they had to drain the blood, I don't know. cow?
You know, anything involving the penis just sounds painful.
All right, well, you know what? Elaine, you better read the next story.
Man gets penis trapped in 16 washers.
Okay.
Now, I have a question about this one.
Okay.
I don't really understand. A man in Australia had to undergo surgery using fire brigade equipment to remove 16 stainless steel washers.
Fire brigade equipment.
That had somehow been lodged on his penis.
16 washers.
How? I don't...
16 washers were...
Fire rescue officers had raced to help the man at 3 a.m. after the washers became stuck on his penis in mysterious circumstances.
How mysterious is that? Maybe he's playing ring toss.
Go
ahead.
After spending over an hour attempting to free his genitalia from the washers, the fire officers transported the man to a hospital.
Did he try baby oil?
Nah. If they need that 16 washers.
16 washers, damn.
A suburb north of Sydney.
Oh.
Their surgeons took a further 90 minutes to finally extract his penis from the metallic embrace of the washers.
God.
90
minutes.
And
what do they use? What do they use to take that out?
That's my question to you men.
Ah.
Having to use the fire service's cutting equipment.
Oh, my. They had to knock him out.
Yeah.
They'd have had to knock me out.
Because the hospital.
Like, no way.
But I don't understand this. They had to use the fire service's cutting equipment because the hospital's regular, quote unquote, ring removing devices couldn't cope with the girth of the washers.
Now wait a minute. They have regular ring
removing
devices?
That's my question.
I want to know about
how. How often does this happen?
Well, maybe it's obviously for a smaller ring, something else.
But this, he could. It wasn't enough to get 16 so and so washers from this guy's genitalia.
That's what state was this in? What country?
It was in Australia.
Damn.
Yeah, they have too much time on their hands. The man is not expected to suffer any lasting damage.
Put another ring on the Barbie, eh? Okay. Damn, Chris. Any questions?
16 washers.
I don't know what to say. That.
And the typical hospital ring removal equipment wasn't even good enough.
How many washers does it take?
You know, before you're out of your mind. Wow.
I don't even know. I would never even think of doing something like that.
Let's hope not. And if you do, you keep it to yourself and you never do it.
And don't talk about it in the show.
Well, you're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI. It's 20 of the hour, meaning 1:40. And this is Night Shift. The question is, what do you like least about yourself? Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Mike.
Yes, hello.
I just wanted to finish a little. The doctors said that it's traumatic for a baby to experience this cutting effect where the foreskin is removed.
So you think lots of men are traumatized at birth and they just don't know it?
Well, I mean, it is a very painful thing. And also there are dangers to cutting the foreskin off if the doctor... or the person so doing, I think they call him a moil in the Jewish faith, doesn't do a good job because perhaps he is intoxicated or so.
Oh, yeah, you got to get drunk to do that.
No, but you understand. I mean, this is not...
I would just hope that if you're going to let your baby be... circumcised, you make sure your doctor's not drunk. I mean, you know.
there could be other problems involved. Just human,
I'm not necessarily pro circumcision. I'm just saying.
I know, but
I don't
mean,
know where the intoxication comes in.
If you do have listeners who are not fully knowledgeable about the field.
A field of what? Circumcision?
Yes, of that and male genitalia.
The field of male genitalia.
Well, I mean...
I need to get
women
that.
Have clitorises, and I think Elena...
You think Elena has one, too? I agree.
I do.
I do. She does. Hello, you're on the air.
Let's move on.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What's
1-2-209-2900. Call in. Let us know what you least like about yourself.
So, Chris, I wanted to get back to your thing about the lack of organization, what you don't like about yourself, and how it brings you back to the structure of school that you once rejected. What if you were to think of organization as success? What if you were to think that the more organized you became, the more successful you could be, the more, the better you'd feel, the less, you know, just there's an aesthetic also to having an organized and neat environment, and that would just increase your ability to see things in your life clear.
Wouldn't that work for anyone, Mike?
Well, Chris, hopefully is anyone. What are your thoughts, Chris?
I think that...
organize your thoughts.
You know, getting back to the original point of what it represents is, you know, that structure thing reminds me of the Army and the Navy. And
but you were never in the Army and the Navy.
I know. So there, again, I'm anti all that, too. So, you know, I think in chaos... there is creativity.
So, in other words, you feel that you have to be unorganized to be creative?
No.
Okay.
But...
you need to surround yourself with a certain amount of chaos.
Well, I think
it
chaos...
inspires you?
Chaos makes you feel alive.
So...
but then I guess you could look at organization does, too.
It's also easier to fit in chaos than it is in organization.
Christian, just want you to know, Elaine is sitting here holding her breast while she's doing the show.
Wow,
wow, what is this? The canal street gates. This water is just rushing through right now.
Right.
Wow.
I just watched that documentary, Trouble the Water. Have you seen that?
No.
Jeez.
What is it?
Well,
about?
New Orleans is flooded again.
New Orleans is flooded again? I haven't heard any news.
It's on breaking news. Canal gates take about 45 minutes to close. The water is cascading. You see it's up to the stop sign, like that image they had in Trouble the Water.
New Orleans is underwater again.
It's underwater, like underwater.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm telling you the truth. Officials want to maintain safe water elevation of 6 feet because the water is 6 to 10 feet high right now.
Everything that was repaired
they did a pretty shoddy. Look, there's a guy walking towards the...
because,
you need to see this you need to see this documentary, Trouble the Water. Blow your mind. It's pretty amazing. It's out right now. I highly recommend going to see it. It's disturbing. All right, let's see who we can get in here. 212-209-2900. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Fire Boy! Fire Boy! Hey, Fire Boy!
Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
I don't have to ask him what he likes least about himself.
It should be everything.
What did you say the phone number here?
212-209-2900.
Well, speaking of sea levels, it says here, sea level rises could far exceed IPCC estimates. Could our coastlines disappear underwater much sooner than we think? The controversial view that sea levels could rise at a rate of more than 1 meter per century has found support from a new study of a long melted ice sheet. The reconstructing of the events at the end of the last ice age. Anders Carlson of the University of Wisconsin-Madison and colleagues found that the Laurentide ice sheet, which covered most of North America between 95,000 and 7,000 years ago, rapidly disintegrated. Researchers began to study beryllium isotopes. Star Trek, in rocks to determine how the other edges of the two final chunks of the Laurentide ice sheet retreated. They found that the ice retreated rapidly between 9,000 and 8,500 years ago, stabilized, and made its final rapid retreat between 7,600 and 6,800 years ago. The team calculated the volume of water that would have been released in each of these melting stages and the rate it must have raised sea levels. They concluded that the levels would have climbed 1.3 meters per century in the earlier period and 0.5 and 0.7 meters per century in the final melt. They used a sophisticated computer model, one was used to forecast future climate change. To check the results, the model predicted an average sea level rise for us of 1.3 meters per century. So there it is. The forces that led to the demise of the Laurentide ice sheet in a very rapid way are comparable to the same forces the computer models predict we will experience in this century if we do not rapidly curb greenhouse gas emissions, said Gavin Schmidt of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies, who collaborated with Carlson on the study.
Wow, very good.
There it is.
Well, not good, but...
Fascinating.
Can I continue with my penis?
Well, let's see if we can get another caller.
212-209-2900.
Everybody's calling. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, follow up, boy.
Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes.
Yes, are you still talking about circumcision?
Only peripherally.
Okay.
We'd like to hear your opinion.
That's okay, my opinion... I think it's completely unnecessary.
Okay. Are you uncircumcised, sir?
No, I. Well, actually...
Do you have the fireman? Do you have the fireman's hat?
You the one the washer?
Wait, let me say what happened to me.
Okay.
I'm from South America.
Okay.
And we are pretty much... Everybody's Catholic down there, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, maybe the Catholic Church is losing its grip.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, I have two other brothers, and we all three haven't been circumcised.
Okay.
Basically, we did it ourselves.
You did it yourselves? At what age? What age did you decide?
Excuse me.
No, I just want to know what age.
When we hit puberty, like around 13.
Okay.
12, 13, we started like masturbating, and then little by little, the skin sees back. By itself, and for sure we're getting some pleasure out of it.
Wait, you guys did this like all together?
Sometimes, yeah. But it wasn't nothing sexual. It was just self...
I understand. Self, like what they call the circle jerk kind of thing.
Self-enjoyment, okay? And it hurt a little bit.
I understand. This is a disturbing story, sir. I just want you to know. I mean, to most people. To the untrained ear, perhaps. Yeah.
Right. And most people think that the only way you can get circumcised is by cutting the tip of the...
Well, most people figure it's something that happens to you when you have no choice, not like you're 13, you and your brother band together and say, hey, what do you want to do
this
weekend? Let's go to the movies.
Let's
circumcise ourselves.
Well, there was no blood.
There was no movie. There was no movie theater in town.
There was no movie theater. Anyhow, but when you masturbate little by little, the skin sees back. I mean, we see it back without any like cutting the thing off or anything like that.
So it happened over a course of time.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, what happened over a course of time?
Well, little by little, the skin
receded.
It back. Yes.
Right.
And you were able to circumcise yourself by masturbating?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what
sir,
kind of masturbation is this?
No. I was gonna tell
you. Well, you have to experience it.
Yeah,
you have to
experience it. I clearly, you know.
Yes, he's a glove with a knife.
Well, there was no knife involved whatsoever. It was just...
Sandpaper.
Pure pleasure. No sandpaper either. It was just a hand job, and it was just pleasurable, little by little. Yeah, it hurt a little bit, you know, little by little, and then eventually the whole thing just peeled off the head, and, you know...
And it just fell off.
No, it didn't. Nothing fell off. The skin just receded.
And never went back down there.
Skin can go back. You know,
did it grow back for any of you?
No. It's not that the skin, we lost any skin.
Well,
you
didn't really get circumcised. In other words, you found a way to fold it back and keep it there.
Yes.
Exactly. I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Right. The skin is still intact. It still falls back.
Well, you need to.
It's
you
like
know,
a permanent
you
pleat.
You need to have a corset that you.
Right, exactly.
You know, because there are people who are uncircumcised who like to be able, like, you know, be circumcised or just look like one, you know, something like that.
Yeah, so, I look like I've been circumcised, but I haven't.
But you're not.
It's
understand.
Like a permanent pleat.
I understand. You can
right,
fit into
exactly.
any. You can slip into any kind of environment.
Exactly.
And feel comfortable. I understand. And what's your name, sir?
Jaime.
Okay. Well, Jaime, I have a question. What do you like least about yourself, Jaime?
Excuse me?
What do you like least about yourself?
What do I like least of my thought? I love myself.
I understand.
Is there anything you don't like about yourself? Like maybe the way you masturbate?
Stop.
Well, I masturbate on my head all the time, but
I understand.
Sometimes I do it, but sometimes I don't.
You said you hit yourself on the head, you said?
I've done that.
Okay.
At least I can't think of anything that I don't like.
Like. I
understand. So you like yourself. That's good.
That's very good. That's very positive.
That's awesome.
You're the first one to call and say that.
It's the war because circumcision really hurt and
I'd say so.
Really messes up children and
better to have some pleasure and learn how to hold it back.
Exactly. And also, you do it at your own pace.
Yes,
of course. It's your own choice.
It's your own choice. Your own pace. Don't speed through. Take your time.
Take your time.
Exactly.
I understand.
Right.
Well,
that's good philosophy.
People don't believe that, but
no, I believe it.
You know, I have my brothers to with me
to support that. That would be really.
So we gave your brothers to support that theory.
The whole concept of trying to tell somebody and then calling your brother and say, "Hey, didn't we? Didn't we?" It would be just. Kind of bizarre.
Yeah, sure.
I understand. And Jaime, have you ever listened to this show before?
Yes, every often.
Oh, great.
I try.
I hope you enjoy.
What's your name, Jaime?
Jaime.
Jaime. No, not Jaime. I mean, Jaime.
Oh, Jaime. Spell
Jaime.
It.
Jaime.
Jaime. Jaime. Okay.
Oh, not Jaime the robot. It's Jaime.
No, not the robot.
No, no.
Not the robot from Get Smart. And how do you spell your name?
J-A-I-M-E.
Ah.
Oh.
Jaime.
Oh.
Like we would pronounce it Jamie here.
Right.
Yeah, ah.
Jaime. Okay.
Got it.
From Brooklyn.
Thank you, Jaime.
You sound very handsome.
I love your show.
We love you, too.
Okay.
We love that you love yourself.
You're receptive to new ideas.
Always. Always. Thank you, sir.
You actually gave us some good ideas.
Yes. Chris, what can you really say? Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, Jaime is describing the phenomenon of male juvenile communal masturbation.
Yes, he was. Also known as the...
Flushing park up in trees also. Once upon a time, back in the 70s.
Well, in the 70s.
I don't want to be too graphic.
I wasn't doing that in the 70s, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I was just too young. Hello, you're on the air. There's a lot of stuff going on in the 70s that I know about. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Emerson again from Brooklyn.
Emerson.
Hi, Emerson.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and just let you guys know that I want to call back every Monday.
You
will?
You
call back every Monday?
Actually gonna.
We hope you do.
You're going to become a regular caller.
Right. Yeah, damn
calling
right.
From the van.
Calling from the van.
Calling from the van. Yeah. All right, what are you guys drinking
the
tonight?
The van man.
Calling from the van.
Yeah.
It's the bunker men calling from the van.
The van men.
Emerson and the bunker men. What is it? What are you thinking, Emerson?
I'm thinking that Emerson should go and pick everybody up with the van, like George, the Indian toweling guy.
Listen, Mike.
And Monroe.
Pick up, Mike, if you have anybody to pick up, I'll go pick them up right now and bring them down to the station.
I don't know if we necessarily want that.
Come on.
We just want you, Emerson, and your little friend.
Oh, sweet.
What
are
we putting the taxi guy on?
Yeah, well, I'll be the taxi man. I'll pretend I'm a little bit of Pakistani for a night.
Yeah,
and I'll hop on.
Yeah,
I'll be the taxi
man all night long.
I'll hit on Elena all night long. And
sounds good.
Sweet.
Oh, baby.
But,
now we have to calm down. What did you think about our penis stories?
Well, I didn't hear the penis story
you
yet.
You missed the penis story. We read two or three of them. But I will say, Elena, I think that it would be a mistake to perhaps have two drunken men drive you home in a van.
No, that's okay.
If something happens,
but I actually want
to. They'll be like, okay, well, we have a tape of you asking these drunken men to pick you up in the van.
It is wrong.
That's why I'm trying to change the subject.
I understand.
Man faces divorce after penis extension breaks during sex. So, Emerson, if you and I were to get married, would you feel the need to have your penis extended before sex?
Actually, if you had any complaints or comments,
you wouldn't have married her. I'm with that. See? I'm with that. Like,
okay. 311 is the actual general where you would call if any problems with... You know what? Nobody's called 311 yet. And, You know,
I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's hard for me to understand as a woman, but I just find it pretty sad if a man felt like he needed to extend his penis before.
That's what I'm thinking, because I'm half Irish, I'm half Trinidadian, and actually.
Half Irish and Trinidadian man!
Hey, yeah,
hey, man! What you happen to know?
Have it. Just got money, I just went down and shut it out. You ain't wanna.
Yeah, child.
I'd ride?
Yes, man.
Fucking DeMurray.
Half Trinidadian, no.
Wanna. Hey, boy.
Hey, man.
Hey, boy.
Hey, man.
Oh, my lord.
So make
I mean,
it.
He drinks whiskey and he drinks rum.
Rum!
Yes.
Royal Oak. You know what I fuck with rum here? Drink Royal Oak.
Royal Oak, no. What could dare you drinking Royal Oak, no?
You're drinking Fortune. Fortune Supplegin.
Hey, your little friend is in the background there, as Elena would say.
A little friend with a little dream.
Say hello to his little friend. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Yes, how are you?
Good. I was just wanted to comment on the Jaime guy.
No, it's Jaime.
Oh, excuse me.
We were actually saying it incorrectly as well.
Is it, how do you spell it, Jamie?
It's spelled like Jamie.
Right. Well, that guy. I'm not circumcised either, but
do you know how to make it? Do you know how to make it fold back?
That's what I was about to say. That's kind of painful for a guy who. Okay. I don't know how he was able to manage
that's
that.
That's why I say he needs to teach a course at the new school.
Right.
To make that, you know, because I bet you there are many uncircumcised men who would like to know that trick.
Right, I've been wanting to know that for a long time.
Because, you know, from what I've heard, there are some women who are turned off by that because it's not their experience. And then there are some women, once they've experienced it, they'll never go back. They'll never go back.
Right. I've had some girls that didn't like it, and then there are some girls that loved it. But,
yeah, it is.
Yeah. Once you have it, you won't. Do it again.
But just the whole thing of how he said that he basically from masturbating got it back that way.
No, but he and his brothers, that's the whole thing. Like, my brothers were all down.
Like, that's exactly what I'd like.
Well, I've done it plenty of times my whole life.
But never with your brothers.
Well, no, never with my brothers.
I understand.
But it's never... I've had a lot of practice and it's never gone back.
You've had a lot of practice. You're a pro. I'm a pro. I'm a professional. And
I've done video.
Exactly.
Just had to figure out.
I'm the first beta. I'm the master beta. Go ahead. I'm with you.
Oh, Lord.
No, and even sometimes it goes back by itself. Mm-hmm. Like for a guy like me, it's gone back by itself during the, you know, the act.
I understand.
And it hurts a little too much. Because it's not natural for us. I'm just trying to figure out how he...
You know, like I said, he needs to have that course or put a YouTube video up or something. Because I think that would be popular. We get a lot of, you know.
I know. Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.